GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Friday, May 22, 2026. Compiled Friday, May 22, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. The Great Awakening has arrived.
Trump signed EO that K.D. the IRS.
The Illuminati foreign bankers, that, owned IRS no longer had control of U.S. taxpayer dollars. The once privately owned by Illuminati foreign bankers Federal Reserve has been absorbed into the sovereign U.S. Treasury that was owned by the people. A new U.S. tax system was expected to be announced by July 4, 2026. There would be no tax on earnings. The various states will collect their own 14% tax on new items bought only, with no tax on used items bought, medicine, food or housing. The fiat dollar was dead and no longer used in international trade. The new U.S. note was backed by gold and traded at a 1-to-1 with 209 nations' currencies of the global currency reset. America was no longer ruled by foreign banker-owned U.S. Incorporated, the U.K. Crown and Vatican. Admiralty law was going down. Constitutional common law was expected to be announced by July 4, 2026. The 209 nations of the global currency reset could not be at war with one another in order to participate in the new global financial system. It was expected that these sovereign nations would soon adopt constitutions in line with the original U.S. Constitution.
Big Pharma was being held accountable with massive legal consequences, especially on their C.D. mandates.
The oil monopoly was being dismantled. Free energy was coming. Med beds using light and sound frequencies to facilitate the body to heal itself was coming with free treatments for the people around the world by July 4, 2026. Deep state agencies were collapsing. Under the Trump administration, America was becoming sovereign, free and governed by we the people. What we thought we knew, but didn't really know and now are supposed to know but don't have a clue. Washington, D.C. has turned over control of the U.S. government to illegal foreign nationals present in our nation's capital by not acting on Local Resident Voting Rights Amendment Act of 2022, effective since 2024, which permits illegal residents to vote in local elections. In 1913, the Rockefellers bought every herbal homeopathic school in America, and then closed them all by 1925. Thursday, May 21, 2026. Situation update, Byington bombshell report, martial law operational, EBS countdown has begun, be prepared for 10-12 days of communication darkness, before it's news, before, it's, news.com. Thursday, May 21, 2026, situation update, video, restored rep, Ebola warning, Iran threats, Cuba indictment, Satanists elite, ticks and more. Thursday, May 21, 2026, situation update, Judy Byington, Charlie Ward and David Nino Rodriguez May 21, 2026, Trump invokes emergency in the U.S., what the Q is going on, EBS and blackout looms, before it's news, before, it's, news.com. Thursday May 21, 2026, Trump signed an executive order that negated the IRS collection arm from functioning, plus signed a second EO that opened the Federal Reserve payment rail to digital assets and a bankless system. Friday, May 22, 2026, there would be full quantum financial system activation and public med bed launch across 209 nations, ending pharmaceutical control. Saturday, May 23, 2026, global streams broadcast. The EBS begins, exposing decades of cabal suppression. Sunday, May 24, 2026, after midnight, 48-hour full Jazara activation blackout locked under Restored Republic. The greatest wealth transfer in history begins in 10-12 days of communication darkness. Thursday, May 21, 2026, Trump signed two executive orders, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram.
1K, D the IRS is the IRS collection arm forever barred and precluded from examining or prosecuting.
The other opened the Federal Reserve payment rail to digital assets and non-bank institutions, without a banking license. that just opened the door for a banking-less system. The QFS went live Friday, May 8, 2026. 209 countries have been running alongside SWIFT since midnight. Each sovereign citizen is being provided with a quantum ledger linked to their birth certificate bond. The value they stole from you the day you were born. Since 1933, your birth certificate has been collateral. Your social security number is a bond tracking number. Every American is worth $100,000 to $450,000 in stolen compound interest, illegal debt and confiscated labor value. Jazara Article 21, Debt Nullification, is computing now. All mortgages. All of them, student loans. All credit cards. As you read this, every medical bill charged with unlawful compound interest since 1971 is being calculated and encoded into your QFS ledger. The gold is at Fort Knox. 147.3 million ounce, but the audit team that entered March 14 under Executive Order 14271 found more. Gold repatriated from the Vatican Bank from the Bank of England. From Basel. Not in any public ledger, anywhere. Ref. Knox Audit 2026-0314 Sigma. Total value, not $692 billion. $43 trillion. That is the gold behind your new money. I want to see the gold, Trump said. He wants to get you to ask why. The answer, the gold is there, and $43 trillion more, and it is yours. Tier 4B notifications began 96 hours ago. Redemption centers were set up at 800 locations. Waiting for one sign, Trump walks into Fort Knox on camera and opens the 20-ton door. He opens it, the EBS goes off. QFS gets locked by EBS flames. The QFS locks your debt disappears. When your debt is gone, you are free. They kept you a slave for 53 years. Every dollar you owed was a lie. Every interest payment was theft. The guy who said they steal a lot is about to prove it on live TV. Thursday, May 21, 2026, the EBS test was not a test. The frequency at broadcast, 963 Hz, is the exact frequency that activates the pineal gland. They sent it to every phone in America. 330 million devices. Simultaneously, 107, JFK Jr.? On Telegram. That was not an alert. That was an activation. The second broadcast is scheduled. Not announced. Scheduled. Internal FEMA document EAS 2026-7 R lists the next test for June 1 at 2:20 p.m. EST. But this time it carries a data packet. Not sound. Data. Encoded in the signal. A 14-second burst that your phone will receive, store, and hold, until the QFS ledger requests it. That packet is your digital identity. Your quantum financial signature. The key that unlocks your account when the system goes live for public access. You will not be asked to sign up. You will not be asked to register. You will not be asked for permission. It will already be inside your device. June 1st, 2:20 p.m. Every phone in America receives the key. June 9th, Fort Knox opens on camera. June 11th. EBS fires, live. Not a test. The transfer. Three dates. 11 days. The old system dies in public. They told you it was just a test. They told you it was emergency preparedness. They told you to ignore it. They told you to ignore it because IT already worked the first time. Your pineal gland received 963 Hz on October 4, 2023. You've been waking up since. The dreams changed. The anger grew. The clarity came. That was not coincidence. That was the first signal. The second signal is the key. The third signal is the door. June 1st. Market. Code, EBS 963 Hz, pineal activation / data packet / June 1 key / June 11 transfer. They already put the lock inside your phone. Thursday, May 21, 2026, Bruce, the big call universe. See Daily Reports. On July 4, 2026, President Donald J. Trump would make an announcement of this change to a sovereign republic based on principles of the original Constitution in a massive 4th of July celebration of the restored constitutional republic. Fox News, As of Thursday, May 21, 2026, the U.S. military was parked in Israel on high alert and ready to unleash hell on Iran. The terrorist regime was lashing out with desperate threats of crushing blows and the abyss of destruction if President Trump strikes again. Thursday, May 21, 2026, Senator Tommy Tuberville says Barack Obama mass-imported Somalis into Minnesota with the purpose of taking over the local government. He says this is how Ilhan Omar got elected and she's not even a citizen, but serving in Congress, the 17th letter on Telegram. Thursday, May 21, 2026, Dominion was sending in their reps to voting precincts all across the country, disguised under trusted build maintenance employees, and were wiping records and logs from the 2020 election. These records must be preserved by law. This is exactly why Tina Peters was sent to prison. She was smart enough to understand the situation and preserve the records from deletion, which was a threat to the stolen 2020 election, White Hats on Telegram. Thursday, May 21, 2026, Arizona, Maricopa County admits that they deleted election records before the Arizona 2020 election audit. These archived files were never seen for the audit. This is what you call a cover-up and fraud. They stated that they didn't hand over all the records because it wasn't exactly stated in the subpoena, even though it stated all election records, so they deleted them. By law, most states require that election records must be maintained up to 24 months. Still, the audit found that over 25,000 ballots found in Maricopa County were counterfeit and not printed from the official Dominion PDF ballot. The 25,000 counterfeit ballots represent over double the amount of Biden's 10,457 vote margin of victory in Arizona. Washington, D.C.'s Local Resident Voting Rights Amendment Act of 2022, effective since 2024, permits illegal residents to vote in local elections. In June 2025, the U.S. House passed H.R. 884, 266-148, to repeal this law and ban illegals voting in D.C. elections, with 56 Democrats joining Republicans. The bill remains pending in the Senate right now. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has repeatedly highlighted this issue. They got their official non-citizen voter registration application. So there it is, the U.S. Capitol has turned over control of its government in part to foreign nationals legally and illegally present in our nation's capital. Judicial Watch on Telegram. Thursday, May 21, 2026, Jovan Pulitzer drops all the data and evidence of foreign election interference in the 2020 election, Nizara Jazara activated on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Thursday, May 21, 2026, another foreigner in Los Angeles stealing massive amounts of money from American taxpayers. A man from Armenia stole $500 million through a renewable fuel tax credit fraud scheme, Mr. Poole on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Thursday, May 21, 2026, Secretary Marco Rubio just broke out into full Spanish mode, ripping the communist Cuban regime and sending a message directly to the people down with communism, Dan Bongino on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Thursday, May 21, 2026, Senator Tommy Tuberville says Barack Obama mass-imported Somalis into Minnesota with the purpose of taking over the local government, the 17th letter on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Out.